With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court has agreed to take up the constitutionality of President Trump's order on birthright citizenship. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
On the first day of his second term in office, President Trump signed an executive order declaring that children born to parents who are in the United States illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. That order would upend more than 125 years of understanding of the Constitution's 14th Amendment. This coming spring, justices will hear the Trump administration's appeal of a lower court ruling that struck down the citizenship restrictions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Amid political controversies and tensions as the Gaza peace plan unfolds, Israel's National Emergency Services operation, known as Magen David Adom, serves as an example of interfaith cooperation serving all religions. Troy Miller, president of the National Religious Broadcasters Association here in America, says MDA ambulance services in Israel are unique because of their caring staff members.
I think the best way to describe them is mission-oriented. And inside the organization, you find people of all faiths. You find the Jewish faith there. You find people of secular. You find Christians working and Muslims working, Druze, Bedouins, all working side by side for the same mission, and that's to really help people.
In addition to his leadership at the National Religious Broadcasters Association, Troy Miller also serves on the board of directors of American Friends of MDA. A federal vaccine advisory committee has voted to end a long-standing recommendation that all U.S. babies get the hepatitis B vaccine on the day they're born. On Wall Street, the Dow by 104 points, this is SRN News. A lot of churchgoers in this country support abortion, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
According to a wide-ranging poll released by the Family Research Council, just 43% of Americans who attend worship on a regular basis describe themselves as pro-life. What is especially confounding is the fact that 63% of these same people called themselves pro-life just 2 years ago. It's not immediately clear what prompted the 20-point drop in the percentage of churchgoers who are pro-life, but some believe political considerations play a role. Michael Harrington reporting.
The West Virginia Board of Education has reinstated a school vaccination mandate. This follows a decision by the state Supreme Court to block a lower court's ruling last month that allowed parents to cite religious beliefs to opt out of shots required for their children to attend classes. The board says it's reinstating our directive not to accept religious exemptions to compulsory vaccination laws. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Netflix has a deal with Warner Brothers Discovery, the legacy Hollywood giant behind Harry Potter and Friends, to buy its studio and streaming business for $72 billion.
The acquisition would bring two of the industry's biggest players in film and TV under one roof and would alter the entertainment industry landscape. Beyond its namesake television and motion picture division, Warner owns HBO Max and DC Studios. Rich Thomason reporting.
A closely watched inflation gauge cooled over so slightly in September prior to the government shutdown.
The Commerce Department said prices rose 0.3% in September from August. It was the same increase as the previous month. The data indicates that core inflation was muted in September, strengthening the case for a cut to the Federal Reserve's key interest rate.
That's Marcella Sanchez reporting for the Wall Street Business Report. I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.